Bishop Wood told. Does everybody hear me? In the back? Yes? Yes? All right, welcome back. Huh? You hear me? No? I hear the thing. Yes? Get louder? Good? All right, fine. So let's begin. Good. Before starting with the Amas Chesed, I wanted to take a few minutes to discuss something that we spoke about briefly, Leil Shabbos, and there are only a few boys here, two people, maybe three or four, you're breaking. So I thought maybe there's a toilet to go over it again. This is something that is very important to me, this piece. I said it in many different contexts, but since it's on this week's parsha, I figured we might just try to drive it home one more time. So in the introduction to the Chumash Hemek Davar, which is written by the Netziv, we have his opening of his Erech on the Chumash, which is he wants to know what is the reason that Sefer Bereishis, the first book that we're in now, is called Sefer HaYashar. Why do you call Bereishis Sefer HaYashar? As the Gemara in Avon, this is going through the introduction now. As it's written in Gemara, Bodhazara.com, that there are two sukkim in Tanakh that refer to Bereishis as Sefer HaYashar, right? One of them is in Shmuel Beis, one of them is in Yeshua. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan explains why Bereishis is the Sefer of the straight people. Why? So Rabbi Yochanan says in that Gemara that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were called Yesharim. They were called Yesharim. They were straight people, and this Sefer Bereishis is about those people, their life stories. If so, that's why it's called Yesharim. Now, the raya that Rabbi Yochanan brings is the subject of the introduction of the Netziv. What's the raya? Shenemar tamus nafshi mos Yesharim. I want to die the death of the Yesharim. Now, who said this? This is Bilam, the goy, who is praying to Hashem, davening to Hashem, that he gets the name Yesharim. Abraham says he wants to die like they die. And they didn't die in a special way. They died with the headline Yesharim. So asks the Netziv, Yesh lahavim, atam lama kara Bilam es avoseinu b'shem Yesharim b'yehud. Why did he choose the name Yesharim, Bilam? He could have called him Tzadikim, Chassidim, or any of those names. A lot of names for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why straight people? Why? And why is this whole book called Sefer Yesharim? What's the finish here? And he's Bilam davening for himself that his end will be like these people. Why? He wants to get this kinui, this nickname of the Yeshar. Bilam wants it. That's what he wanted. According to McDonald's shot. He didn't want to die their death. He wanted to die with their title. I am a Yashar. I want to die like that. So he says, and he brings a proof for his Yisod from Parshas Hazinu, the Shira of Hazinu, where the Pasuk says, Hatsur etamim pa'alo tzadik v'yasharu. This is the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's our rock. He's perfect. He's tzaddik. And he's yashar. What is that? It says in the Tziv, Shevach yashar u'nemar lehatzdik din HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'churban Beis Sheni. During the Churban Beis Sheni, you had people who were able to accept the din that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. They were a door, a kesh, taltol. This is all in the same pasuk. They were a crooked generation. Crooked, ikesh, taltol. They were not straight people. Opposite of yashar, is Dor Ikesh. And in Tzitz, says we explain that those people during the Second Temple destruction, they were, and here's the words, Sadiqim, Hasidim, the Amalei Torah. They were the best, Sadiqim, Hasidim, and Amelis Betorah. I would love to have that name. Well, any one of those three I'll take. Okay, and he's saying they caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, these people. Ahlom and Yesharim, they were not straight. Ba'alichos olamam. They were great, tzaddikim, everything, but they were not straight. What's the straight? What was it that made them not straight, that made them crooked? Mivnish sinasena, shibalibo. They had hatred, senseless sinasena. We know what that is in their heart. So what did they do? They were choshe each other. And me, Shiro, Shinohe, Shiloh, Kedaitan, the Yiras Hashem, Shutsduki, Vapikoris. What these Sadiqim, Hasidim, Amalei Toiret, anyone who did Avodas Hashem, Zak Netziv, different than me, is Apikoris. Now, that's what happened here. Ubal yidei zeh yidei shvichus damim b'derech haflaga, tremendous machlokes and death l'kol harol shebaolam, all the evil in the world because of this ad shechar b'bayis. Ubal zeh hayetzidu gadim shekadosh baruch hu yashar, they accepted Hashem is straight. Ve'ino sogel tzadikim ka'elu, these type of tzadikim we can't tolerate anymore. It doesn't solve the tzaddikim that are Hasidim and Amalei Torah. If you don't do it my way, you're out. You're out. The Ofen Shaholkim B'Derech HaYashar Gam B'Halichos Olam V'Lo B'Akmam Yud. They're not crooked, wormy people who are not straight. Alfa Gavzhu L'Shem Shamayim. Listen to these words. Even though those people were l'shem shamayim, they were doing all of their stuff of calling you an apikores and calling your derech in avodas Hashem. Not right. You don't accept it. You were l'shem shamayim. The zegorim churban abriya. It destroys the entire world. The entire world, Yishuv, the whole world is in danger when you have this sinna in your heart that manifests the second you see a guy who has a different avodas Hashem than you. This was the shevach of the avos. I brought this when they were the Arabs, when we were fighting the Arabs, if you remember, 5 years ago in the war. Besides the tzaddikim, chassidim, and lovers of Hashem, the highest level they had. But that wasn't enough. That's not what Avraham Yitzchak were. Yaakov were they? Oh, and Hayu Yesharim. They were straight. So now let's get the Pshat Manda. What is it? Hainu. Shenizagu im umos ha'olam. They behaved with the goyim. Afilu obe alilin bechuarim. Not just the atheist goyim. The ones that were always avod zara. It was disgusting. They dealt with them properly. Mikol makom, haya imam be'ahava. Listen to what he's saying. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov dealt with the goyim, all the avod zara, be'ahava, v'chashu le'tovasam, and they worried about their good. Ba'asher hukiyum abriyat. When it comes to the kiyum of the creation, you mean to say, we don't want them dead. Kamo שאנו רואים כמה השתתח אברהם אבינו. How much, this is not this week's parsha, how much Avram Avinu davened for Sodom. I just want you to think, I made a joke Friday night. Here it's hard for me to get people to daven for the chaverim and the yeshiva instead of thinking about what they need. Forget about davening for a Sodom. Avram Avinu is davening for Sodom, that they shouldn't be dead. Save them. Afagam shaya sone otam. Even though he hated them, Bes Malkam, he hated their king too, Sodom's king. Tachlis Asina, the essence of hatred of who are Rishasam, because of their Rishas. Look at the chiluk that he made. He loves these people because they are Tzelem Elokim, and he hates their actions, their Rasha actions. He did it. He proved it. He could say, I love them, but I hate their actions. But you say that now, it's a very commonplace thing to say. I don't hate you. I hate your actions. But he's doing it, Avraham Avinu. He's davening them not to die, even though they're absolute garbage, human garbage. What did he say to Melech Sodom? I don't want one shoelace from you, you punk. No one's going to say that I got rich because of you, punk. Olmapalk, the king, and then what is he doing behind the scenes? Davening his guts out for them not to be blown up. That's Yashar. You hear what he's saying? We call Makom Chafetz B'Kiyuma. He was desirous of their living. This is something that we keep going on. He keeps talking about this. The whole introduction of why Bilam wanted this Mida to have the ability. He's so yashar. Yashar means you don't look at a goy as a shkatz. What's that? Shkatz. That's a worm. You understand that? You cannot think that way. You can say that when they do transgender and transmender and all these things, and that's wrong, and they're crazy, they're a shayim, the ishkis darkam, pashut, that's what's happening now. You can argue with them. Say that I want them all to die with corona. I want the Arabs to blow them up, one big bomb and kill them. There's nothing Jewish on that. Nothing. I promise you, there's nothing Jewish to say, let's kill our Arabs. Okay, we know God comes to try to kill you, you kill him. Hush, you have to kill him. But to want them to die is definitely not Jewish. Nothing that I have ever learned from my Rebbe, ever, these ideas of nationalism. There's nothing difference between if you want to just kill all the Arabs, you're just England and Ireland. The same thing, that right? England, Ireland, they hate each other, want to kill each other. Pakistan and Uzbekistan, whatever, they all want to kill each other. So you're like that Russia and this one, it's all the same. The national mobs that just want to kill, you know. I like the Liverpool and you like Manchester. That's stupid. It's not nothing yashar about that. That's just hatred. I like Trump and you like the Biden. I like this one. Well, okay, you could have your opinions, fine. You can have your, once you start saying that if you go with the other guy, it's over, life is over. We hate him, we want them all to die, we want this one to be. You're sick. You're just one of the mobs. Your mom is sick. It's not Jewish. There's nothing Jewish. I understand that when I say this about Torah, because on the internet I'm in trouble. I know. And the same thing with all of the insanity in the religious world, which is what we see here. It's the same shoresh. You look at the goyim as garbage, as not humans, as not things that deserve to be in the Bria, and it's eventually going to cause the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. You look at this guy who wears this yarmulke, and because of that, you hate him, and he's not really doing a Boris Hashem. He's cruel. He's going to get him. He's doing this. No. You're nuts. You're a nut job. Okay, he may be wrong. So what? Yes, you're right. You could do this. You said to him, you believe in the army. Fine. So I got so many things we can fight about besides that one thing. So many machlokes, and we have. How many? How many do we have? That's the one that's going to determine whether or not I will. He's a kofer, a bikorsus. That's what he said. You don't do the worship like me, you're a bikorsus. You believe that you can also go to school and not also go to university, and you're garbage. You're garbage. You're bustle. Not well. It's an illness. An illness that is, he's saying, is caused by sinat chinam that leads to the destruction. That's what makes us want to hustle anybody who doesn't look like us, who doesn't do their avodas Hashem like us. And he's comparing that sickness to the desire that goyim or rishayim die. That's the connection that the Netziv is making. The same need that makes you want to kill all the Arabs. And when the CNN says they killed 50 Arabs, and that's when I gave this speech the first time. My kids say, no, we killed 100 Arabs in Gaza. They blew up. We only lost two. And they're, it's like a baseball game or something. It's sick. It's nothing. That's the world. Let's see how many people are dying of coronavirus in Iran. That's good. They die over there. Kill them. Okay. They die over here. We don't want them to die. It's sick things. It's sick things. It's not Jewish. It's not Yashar. It's not anything that we can respect. And it's happening all over the place. You don't wear the right shoes, you're apostle. You're not the real Eben Hashem. You don't wear a hat, you're apostle. You're not Eben Hashem. Apikorsis. Whoever's training is wrong. Here, what I remember many, many years ago, I had a goatee. Goatee means just here. And many, maybe you remember, when I was a kid, I was teaching, and my wife didn't like the beard, so she wanted me to have a goatee. And my brother, who was learning in the mirror, OJ, I don't know where he was. He wanted to come here, Shanabet, this was when Yaakov Shonzai's older brother was coming to the yeshiva. The same year, back then, many years ago. Gabby Leventhal's Shanabet, or whatever. And the rabbi saw me wearing the goatee. He said, you can't go to that yeshiva. He said, it's bustle. Bustle. Why did I wear it? Why did I have that goatee? I did look like a terrorist or whatever, Puerto Rican. It's true. I did it because my wife hated beards. What am I going to do? So I did something. She wanted it. Who cares? I'm learning all day. I never go home. She never sees me. She wants this. Let her have it. That's what everybody told me to do. So I did it. That's possible. This is sick. Very sick. Very sick, says the Netziv. And it's happening, and we're worried about it for us. If you see somebody who doesn't learn like you, what happened? Oh, you're not really learning. It's fake. It's fake. He's not doing it. Everybody's got their shtick where they feel as though they've got the only MS and everyone else is possible. They could be wrong. But no one's saying here that we have to say everybody's right. Don't misquote me. That everybody's right. They're not all right. Not everybody's right. They're wrong. Sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes they're wrong. But it doesn't mean the guy is now considered Stuki and Apikoros. Don't look at a guy as a Stuki because you disagree with his position. That's nuts. Unless he says they're two gods. Shabbos is the... You can drive on Shabbat if you go, okay, out of the rules. But to say on one of these judgment things, the Chabad, this, Karl Bach, and they're all apostle, everybody. You're nuts. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. They could be wrong. There could be areas they're wrong. I told you, I said Friday night. Every single thing I said in Shir the other day, Rabbi Bevis said I'm wrong. And that one thing that I say that he likes, maybe one or two here and there. Everything else he says is nonsense. He didn't get it from the Brice, he made it up. It's Sara. What are you talking about? Learning it from the Brice? Does that mean we hate each other? No, it does not. it does not mean that I have to hate you because he does not learn the way I do. It does not mean that. It means we had a debate. When it comes to army, it's a few things. Your yarmulke, your blue shirt, your yellow shirt. That's not a yeshiva. That's not a yeshiva. That's not real. This is all it. Everybody's nuts. Everybody's gone mad. And it's in everything we do. And the fact that the Netziv connected this with our outlook on Goyim, and that's what Bilam wanted so badly. That's the end of his article. Read it. I encourage everybody to read it. But that's why Bilam the Goy was so impressed with the Agos, because of their ability to see the Kiyum HaBriyah as a total thing, and not just the Jews. We're the only ones, and everybody else is junk. Okay, there are elements of truth to that. Of course, Am Segula, etc. Of course. But to say that everyone else is off the derech because they don't do it your way is something that's very sick. And we have to be very careful about letting this penetrate into our belief system. The idea, Sfarim, Ashkenazim, everybody, if you're not, if you're Sfarim, I don't know what to do. I don't have to even listen to what you have to say. You're just a Sfarim. That's sick. You're a Baal Tshuva, what the heck do you know? You can't know as much as me. You're a Baal Tshuva, you went to college, you're finished. That's sick. That is a sick, sick world. There's nothing good about it. They could be right that it's wrong to go to college. Could be right. Could be right that Baal Tshuva better have a neva, enough before he opens up his mouth and says something, la halacha, or whatever he's going to know about Paskin. But if he does, he's got as much of a right to speak as anybody else. That is something that we are working very hard in this yeshiva to instill into every student. It used to be much easier to instill it when we had iPhones in the yeshiva. I was telling Yona this morning. When we had iPhones with the fake filters that everybody broke, you didn't just have guys from Gateshead and whatever, you had them from everywhere. And guys from more modern Baal Tshuvas, they all could come. They all could come here, and it was a mix, and they hated us for that. Nobody could handle the fact that we have the Schuster, what's he doing in the yeshiva? He's an old man, get him out of here, stick him in the back in the Asia Torah executive department. If he's learning, he can't learn with a buffer. You nuts, he does that awesome. Can't do that. You're a weirdo. And then you have another guy with a kippah sugah. David Meir Deutsch, you're a puzzle. Get out of here. You nuts. That's not a yeshiva. That's a fake-o. Weirdos. And then something's wrong. That's nuts. That's what we have to do. So right now, because there's you said no iPhones, so now the only guys who come are the guys from the gate set. Okay? In those types of places. So we're not going to have that eclectic Seaboard that we wanted so badly, that I wanted so badly. All different types of people from different backgrounds, different age groups coming together and learning and fighting, debating. You hear most of the guys in the yeshiva that you know how much they hate. I mean, me and my son Moshe, everybody yelling at them at the Shabbos table about the gay people and this and the army, fight with everybody. So what? That means I can't have you in my house. It means you can't be in we can't learn Torah together. It means you can't give donations to my yeshiva. That's nuts. It's nuts. But that's the way people say. If you disagree with me, and then what does the rabbi do? Shut up. Don't talk about the army when these guys come over for dinner. Because then I won't get my money for the yeshiva. Understand? If the silence the kids, don't talk about homosexuals in front of this guy. Because then he won't donate anymore. Oh, go yell at him, they're all nuts. Yell at this guy that they're wrong and let him scream and scream. And you still give me money. That's right. That's big. What the Nitziv is saying here. And it manifests most powerfully for me with the Arabs. The senseless hatred of the Arabs is something that I detest. And he tests. Yes, many of them are crooks. You know, they're terrorists. Don't have them fix your bathroom if you don't want to have to fix 10 times and free. They're going to cheat you all a lot of stuff, fine. But to say I want them all to blow up in Gaza, but you're Hitler. Sorry. You didn't like him. You're nuts. You want to kill these people. I'm all dying. Iran to all die. I don't understand these things. I don't understand it. I mean, I do, because that's the way they want. If you vote for Trump, you have to die. You vote for the other one, you have to die. Everybody has to die now. There's nobody who can live anymore. No one. Everyone is apikoros. Everybody's. There's no one who's okay. How you can't? Yesterday they told me Russia Wise, he's out. Nobody listens to him anyway. There was this one, was, and nobody. No offense for my wife. He's not going to be listening anyway. What? If this is what the, this is the world we're in. This is the world we are in. We have to fight not to be these people. Now, you can fight and yell and scream that this is wrong and to believe that the Rabbi Schneerson is still alive and he's the Mashiach. You can yell and say it's wrong. But does that mean all of the Chabad is out in the garbage can flushing? That can't be. Go talk to the Balatanya and the Gro. They had that fight already. They'll be over there and they had a fight. Now you're going to get into it now and say everybody's possible. Everybody's possible. He doesn't hold a halacha like me, he's possible. He doesn't hold water filters are good. If you hold water filters here, he's possible. Water filters on Shabbos. This is craziness. This is craziness. This is insanity. This is an insane saying about Sodom. You understand, Sodom was the opposite of everything Avram Avinu stood for. Everything. You cannot get farther apart than Sodom and Avram Avinu. He wanted to rape his guests, Lot's, you know, and he's davening, don't kill them. Please don't kill them. I'm begging you, don't blow them up. You just read that and you just move on to the next parsha. How? And we're davening for the death of just about anybody who disagrees with us. Not Stone. Anybody who has a different kippah, kill him. Ah, kill him. Put him in another country, in Uganda somewhere. Stick him over there. It's nuts. It's nuts. Hush, hush, it's nuts. And we have to fight very hard to let this creep into us. Because it is, the chazaka is that it's in us. It is us. It is us. If you think it's not you, you're nuts. It is you. And now try. Once you accept that it's me, I have this issue in me, then we can work on changing it. But if you think this is only for your chavrusa, or the guy, your cousin, or some other guy who needs to hear this, you've missed the whole point. This is about us fighting to not let ourselves become crooked-hearted. Crooked. Don't want to be that. You want to be Yashar. Yashar, he says, is how you deal with the goyim. You love them, but you fight them. You want them to live. You don't want them to die. You don't hold everybody else's up in courses. Read this introduction to the Nitziv. Think about it. This my name of the world we know is the most polarized it's ever been. As in terms of the ability of people to comfortably say, kill him, I hate him, he's horrible, he's everybody can say it glibly. You don't have to have any, you don't have to watch your mouth anymore, how you even speak. It's so disgusting. But it's clearly coming time to the Beis HaMikdash. And as Rabbi Green said to me many, many years ago, on the same point, from a different vantage point, that everybody who's aligned, now we're in a din Torah with someone, right? Everybody knows. He said, everybody who's online for a din Torah, everybody. If you interview the two sides, on the two sides, imagine you have a line of people walking in to hear their courts. This side is the plaintiffs, this side is the defendants. Each one, said Rabbi Green to me, thinks that the other guy is a Russia, took advantage of him, stole from him, the Ganav is a crook, and he's innocent. Everybody thinks that. And only one is right and one is wrong. But there are very few people who actually know that they're a Ghana from the line to the base. And then they're just trying to get out of it. There are a few. But for the most part, everybody believes their position is true. So it says, Rabbi, how much can you take seriously your emotions about how you feel about the other guy when you know that he feels the same way about you? And every single guy who's going to Beis Din feels the way you do. That's just the way Hashem made the Bria, that you're going to hate the guy that you're going to a Din Torah with. He said, stop being a moron. He doesn't say moron. He said, stop that. We can't think that way. We're going to go and fight our case to the death. We're going to go all the way. We're not going to give in. But to think that the other person is a pure Russian who deserves skila, sreifa, chenek, ve'erek for what they did to me. It's this same idea is everywhere. You think you're right and he's wrong, and once that happens, I hate you. If that is the conclusion of a disagreement, you're not yashar. You're not yashar. You are crooked. Like really, feel as though this oratory needs to be spoken about for hours and hours and hours and months. So people start thinking about how many places in their lives they're motivated by nonsense to guide what they believe is true, and if somebody doesn't believe them, it's false. Okay? So tomorrow we're going to have Rabbi Reuben Jacobs is going to finish his Bar Torah, is, and then we're going to continue on the session after. Okay? We're going to have a good day. Why?